Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host Jabba Domi and this is part two of the episode, part two of episode 8, right? Because the episode was too long and I had to break it down into two places so people can listen to it easier and better. And because there was 5 restrictions, so I couldn't upload as large as that at once. So I hope you enjoyed this second segment of the episode. Note that this was like a whole episode on its own. So this wasn't supposed to be like a part two, but then I just had to break it down. So I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. So let's get into the episode. So I talked about being lost in social media. This one is kind of a hot take because social media is just, how do I put this now? Social media is what's like running the streets in this area. It's running the streets in our era or in our generation or whatever, like put like that. But social media is good in a lot of ways and it's really impactful, really helpful. But let's not forget that social media is kind of bad too. And we need to understand that there are good things and there are bad things about social media. And being honest, a lot of people are, kind of on the bad side of things, and it's not really fun down there. It's not really fun. The fact of, how let me put it, the fact of TikTok, the fact that TikTok reduces our attention span by a lot, then because you get this instant dopamine when you just scroll immediately, you're easier, you don't really need to spend a lot of attention on stuff, and then you start to reduce your attention span, then you can focus on one thing at a time. You can't even watch a 5-minute stupid video because you have an attention of a goldfish, and as funny as it sounds, it's very bad because then you'll be able to read things and then you'll be able to walk because you'll be thinking about random stuff, you'll be able to pay attention to anything someone is trying to tell you, right? There's also the depressing side of TikTok where people make it seem like it's okay to be sad, and it's not okay to be sad. It's okay to be sad sometimes, right? You lose a loved one or anything, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be sad, but it's not okay to be sad forever. And people try to glorify this by making it seem like it is okay to be depressed and to be sad, and people tend to get this victim energy from it. Victim energy, like you start to feel like, yeah, I'm not alone, I'm not the least sad person in the world. That's not okay. It's not okay to be sad, and I'm going to tell you that it's not okay to be sad. It's really not okay to be sad. We are like social animals, and either you accept the fact or not, is that what we do in life, or will I say what we do in life, it all comes down to happiness and contentment, right? Happiness is the feeling of contentment, right? That you're content with your situation and everything, right? But either way we put it, right? Happiness on its own, we do everything in this world, everything we do is for happiness, it's for contentment, right? And then for you to not say it's okay not to be happy, it's very weird. Like you're taking, it's just like saying that you want to take the carbon cycle out of nature or the nitrogen cycle out of nature. Like it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's just like people that see stuff on social media and think that life is going to be all rosy and shit and stuff like that. You want to remove the pain from your life, you want to remove the struggle from your life, you want to remove the stress from your life. But me being the icebreaker for you, me that is here, I'm here to tell you the truth. And the truth is that you can't do it. It's not possible. Life is full of pain. Life, pain is what gives life meaning. I wouldn't put it like that. Pain is what gives life meaning. Because if your life is all just sweet, it just starts to make no sense anymore. Like, what kind of life are you living if everything is just so painless? Or everything is just so, or like put, like say struggleless or without struggle? Because then it just starts to make no, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. When your life is just full of no pain, no struggle, no stress, I won't even be able to live life like that if I'm not facing like problems on a daily basis. Like, I start to feel like, what's the meaning of all this? Like, okay, I'm meeting three families, I'm happy, I'm in those big house, I'm driving cars and everything. But then what's the meaning of all this? Like, because I'm not doing anything, I'm not trying to solve anything. So why all this happiness and nothing to counterbalance it? Because, and I've said this before, it's the rain that gives the sun meaning, or will I say is the rain that gives sunny days is value. Well, let me put it like that. It's the rain that gives sunny days its value. So if there's no pain in your life, there's no struggle, there's no sadness, or let's say sadness, or if there's no problem in your life, then all the good things you have, all the love and all the old cars and all the material stuff, spiritual stuff, it starts to lose its meaning. Because then what's the meaning of it if there's nothing to balance it? Just like good, it's just like the fact that good can't exist without evil. And that's it. Because if there's good and there's no evil, then what is good? Good is not good anymore, because there's no evil to balance it. Like, I don't know if this is making sense, people, but when you start to like get the idea of what I'm trying to say, you start to understand that life is full of everything, full of pain, heartbreak, struggle, joy, resentment, jealousy, and then we get everything in one bundle of package and get everything at once. And then it's now your job to decide what's going to affect you and what's not going to affect you. So I think I'm going to talk about that in later points, about how to deal with what should affect you and what shouldn't affect you, right? But social media is not good. Honestly, social media is really not good for your health. And talking about social media, it's good for networking and everything, and then just seeing people and talking to people, and that's okay. But generally, social media is not something that you should invest your time in, because it's going to affect you, really going to affect you. And starting in 2023, I need you. I just know that I want you. I need you to reduce your screen time. I need you to reduce that time you scroll on Twitter, this time you scroll on TikTok, time you scroll on Instagram, yeah. I really need you to reduce the time you scroll on WhatsApp statuses and viewing people's life. Because I even want to ask people a question, that why do you post your pictures on Instagram? Why do you post those sunny pictures on Instagram? Why do you post those sunny pictures on WhatsApp? And without just asking a question, I already know, because every human has that urge to tell people about their life, to let people know that they're doing good and they're doing well and everything. That's why I don't see anyone posting they did broke their leg or sad stuff or anything, except that as a brand, except that the kind of star people that monopolize on being sad and everyone is just being sad. And then except from that, you don't see people posting beautiful bikini pictures, and then the next day you don't see them posting the surgery, or let's say surgery, or the workout that they did to get that, the pain that they experienced to get that beautiful body. When they only post beautiful body for everyone to know that you have a beautiful body, but they don't post the pain that went to the beautiful body, and everybody starts thinking that that's how everything just is, just all plain and rosy and all just beautiful bodies. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but what I'm just trying to say, and I think you understand, is that social media is really not good for your health, for your mental health especially. And the sooner you understand what I'm trying to say, the sooner you understand my whole rant, the sooner you start to realize that my bro, what this guy saying is actually right. So you want to reduce your screen on time a little bit, and focus on life. Focus on what actually give you contentment, and what is going to make you the best version of yourself. Right? So talk about being a creative, right? Okay. So just like summing it up from the social media part, is that you see a lot of stuff on social media, and then you start to realize that everyone is just doing this and doing that, people are creating this, and then you start to see, especially us, we can relate to things that we see, like maybe you see that 8-year-old programmer that created this website that's making the amount of money and this traction, and then you start to see different people creating stuff, and then you think that you start to feel overwhelmed that what am I doing with my life and stuff like that. And I've been there before. I think there was a point in time when I was using Instagram, and I was just feeling bad because all the pictures I was seeing and everything was just not what my life was, and it was kind of depressing. But I think I'm a lot of that right now, and I think you should be too, and you can become a creative person. You can sit down one day and ask what you want to do with your life. The cooking you love, start cooking and post your cooking on Instagram, right? People start to feel impacted. When I say impacted, or you start to impact people, you're cooking, they post the recipe and everything, and you don't know how well that thing will take you, and you don't become a well-known chef in the world. And that's how people start, honestly, just being a creative person. And you might hear a lot of motivational quotes and everything, but I think I'm going to talk about it in the part that you at the point in time, all the information gets too much, and you really have to act on it. Honestly, you really have to act on it. Like, forget all the books and everything, all the books you read and all the podcasts you listen to, and this one and that one, you know, the people, smart, wise people you listen to. If you don't act, then that's how it's just going to be. It's always going to be knowledge, and it's going to be just knowledge. Then if I learned all this stuff, right, and I don't share with you guys, or I don't share you my knowledge, right, it's all just knowledge. It's not knowledge shared, it's just there. There's knowledge there, and I'll just die with knowledge, right? And then it's just vanity at that point, because what is of knowledge if you didn't share it? Just like, what is of money if you didn't spend it? What is of having $1 billion in the bank if you die and the money is just there and you didn't spend? Like, there's no point. You grab what I mean? I hope you kind of get what I'm saying. And I'll talk about it later, about the acting and doing stuff anyway. Yeah. And there's this point I have that as a scientist, so you kind of realize that it's a sad realization, but you kind of realize that you're a very tiny piece in the grand scheme of things. You're a very tiny ant in the universe. Like, your existence is null and void. Scientifically speaking, your existence is very, very minute in the grand scheme of the universe and things and what will play out and what will occur and occurrences. And it's hard to get confused when I explain it, the whole contingency of how minute your efforts are in life. But let's say in life, or just in general, in relating to the universe, or just relating to the galaxy, or whatever I want to put it, right? But being honest, leave that part of science, and you want to kind of understand that although a lot of people that created crazy stuff are only just remembered in a day, the person that is remembered and the one who remembers them, I don't remember in a day. I think there's a part of a book that I read where he said that there's this New York library, right? But then before you enter the library, you see famous writers and everything and all this stuff. And created by this president was there when he inaugurated the whole place. But what we kind of understand is that everyone that is being remembered, and everyone that remembers those people that were in that library or the quotes, are all dead, right? And it just comes to the philosophy that it's all a day. It's all in a day. The one who remembers and the one being remembered. You're not going to be remembered for a day, and everyone is going to forget about you. But that doesn't mean that we could see, like, Marcus Aurelius. He was a philosopher, right? And he was a Roman emperor and stuff like that. we could say everyone could just remember for a day and everything. The people remembered him, and him himself, I just remembered for a day. And that's okay, that's all right. But what he has done, the groundwork he has laid out for philosophy and his meditations and stuff like that, is really impressive, and it's not something that people will forget. Sure, you can forget the guy, forget him or whatever, but what he created, what he impacted, what he left in the universe, is not minute in the grand scheme of things, if you kind of look at it that way. Him himself might be very minute, but what he created, what he left behind, that's very big thing in the grand scheme. So kind of think about it, just think about what I'm saying and analyze it, meditate on it, and just reason it with me. All right, so talk about school. What is there to say about school? In this year and age, really, school isn't, but I won't say school is not important, but college is not important for some degrees now, or mostly degrees. You can say that college is still important for, if you want to be a doctor, a nurse, and whatever. When I say physics, probably, yeah, or if you want to get a PhD or something like that, right? But for most degrees, you can say computer science, you don't really need a degree before you can become a computer scientist or a programmer or whatever you're doing. Right, so in this day and age, college degrees are kind of losing that grip. And just an advice that I don't even know if you go in depth, I don't know if you go in depth in Nigeria though, but around the world, you don't want to waste your life. I wouldn't even say just money, but you won't want to waste your life for something that you won't use. Like if you want to go to school and you see that you kind of win the option, like it really isn't worth it, then it's not really worth it. Like, if you know that you can do without the degree and stuff like that. But school is important. Knowledge is really important. And then either way, it really be nice for your experience socially and culturally to just go to school, college, and experience everything. Right, so that's my opinion on school and knowledge. Knowledge is kind of, it's like one of the things that is so beautiful when it's used properly. Just like money is really beautiful when it's used properly. Same thing as knowledge. When you have that knowledge, everything just, it just falls in place. And it's really nice for you to be a knowledgeable person in areas of your field or just in life in general. I won't say like philosophy, like go to the extent of philosophy or philosophizing and become a philosopher or something, right? I didn't say to that extent, but just have a general concept, just general understanding of life and your areas of career and everything. And it's really beautiful, really beautiful thing to have knowledge. Okay, talking about negativity, right? Negativity is nothing. No, negativity is really, it's kind of one of those bad traits that never had any value. Like, no matter how you want to spin it for me, right, my understanding of negativity is not even helpful in any way. It's just like, we could say fear is kind of helpful in a way. You can be afraid for a good reason, right? Even though it's a kind of trait that you might want to eliminate in some areas of your life, it's a good trait in some areas too, right? But negativity is not even a good trait anyway. Like, being negative is not going to really get you anywhere. So if you're that pessimistic person, they're saying being negative is being realistic. Sure, you can be realistic and still be optimistic. So that quote or that stuff is just down the drain right now. So being negative is not it. Like, you need to understand that negativity won't get you anywhere in life. It wouldn't get you anywhere. So if you're negative, you need to drop it and start to think about, you can be realistic, sure, but you need to drop that negativity and start tapping into the creative mindset and the optimistic mindset, and you start to be optimistic about stuff. I can't even stress it enough about thoughts and how they are a big asset to your life. I can't stress enough about thoughts. Thoughts are like really important for you in regards to things. I don't really understand, user. If you don't understand, let me kind of explain it for you. Let me give you like the visual meaning of it. Is that thoughts become things, right? Every big idea I've ever seen in life, the big astronauts and then the big cars and then these big factories, they're all from thoughts. So when you just thought about it, they had the idea, they thought about it. So the process of it is that, let's say now I have the idea of an electric car, right? It's an idea, it's a thought. From that thought, I can determine the desire to bring that thought into life. I can have that desire, that burning desire to bring that thought into life, right? From that desire, I can form a plan. That desire, I can form a plan. Okay, do I'm going to do this and this and this and that. And then to execute that plan, and we executed that plan, it becomes reality. So we can just really see that thoughts become things. And then there was this book I read on the science of getting rich. And the big idea of those getting rich is just having the thought in your mind. And I've read like 2 books on this subject. We like to say on this subject, on this plane of financial understanding. And both of what they said, different authors, different times, right? And what they both said, where thoughts were like a major factor for the rich people, right? And that a lot of rich people, most of their money was from their thoughts, or what they created to get that money was from thoughts. And I think I would touch or like talk about it in another episode, in the money episode, about money properly. But thoughts become things. And if you want to create something, if you want to be that person, you have to first formulate your thoughts. You have to have that idea of who you want to be, where you want to be, or what you want to create, right? And then from that idea, or that thought, you can have that burning passion or desire to, because it's that passion that is going to fuel you. That passion is going to fuel your consistency and your discipline and everything, right? And from that passion, you can form a plan, and from that plan, it becomes reality. So that's just it. I said, okay, I think I talked about this earlier, about acting with all knowledge, that drop your books, drop everything. It's just like being a medical doctor, right? You read about medicine for 8 years or 10 years and everything. But in the end of the day, if you're a surgeon, for example, and you read about medicine 8 to 10 years of your life, at the end of the day, if you don't do a surgery, then all those knowledge is just is really just bland, right? So you have to act after you've gotten the knowledge. Act anyway. If you're afraid, act, and that's courage, right? So that's the definition of courage: acting even though you're afraid, right? So either everything is said and done, you have these goals in your life, where you want to become this, you want to become that, you have a dream, you have a vision. It all just starts from acting. And then there's this cycle of work that people don't understand, is that people think that you need motivation to work or to act something, but that's not the cycle. The cycle starts from acting. You act, listen, now I want to write a book, right? But you think that motivation is what's going to give you that energy to start writing a book, but it's about acting. So when I start to write the book, I get inspiration, and from that inspiration, I get motivation. From that motivation, I then get motivation to act more. When I get more inspired, I get motivated. From that motivation, again, I'm acting, I'm getting inspired, I'm motivated. You got what I mean? It's a cycle. But it all started from just acting, from not doing it. Just like the Nike, wherever, the Nike slogan or anything, just do it. Just do it. Literally, if you have a dream, you have a vision, you have a passion, you have that idea, that plan, or that thing you want to do, just do it. Just do it. Just do those reps, do that call, or write that book. Just do it. Either way, it's bad, it's good, it's anything. The reality about this podcast is that, being honest with you, if I listen to this podcast after I read it, I'll probably delete it because I don't like the way it sounds. But I just do it anyway. Honestly, I just do it anyway. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm the kind of person that I will listen to it and I'll just scream and be like, could be better. Yeah, sure. But I just do it anyway. Either way, sounds shit, sounds trash, I'm getting a message and I'm getting better, and that's all right. But I'm just doing it anyway. If I said I was just going to wait till maybe I get like I get the hang of it and I do it properly, then I might be waiting a few years, right? But I'm just doing it anyway, and then I start to get better along the way. That was it. That's literally it, right? So I think I tweeted something about no competition, just creation. And there's also from a book that I read about this stuff. Money created on a competitive plane will never satisfy you. If you created money by competing with someone or by competition with people, you will never be satisfied with that money because you always want more and stuff like that. If you create money on a creation plane, then you always be content with it because you know that you can always create more stuff, and you just have that kind of joy or that completeness that it's not like any hassle or anything. It's just like a new pressure zone of just creation. As I said, this year, no creation, no competition, just creation. And you can only feel the most complete in your life when you're not competing with anyone. Because if you're competing with people, you will never be satisfied. But if you're just creating stuff, and you're just happy with that creation or that creative process, then you're going to be the most happiest person in the world. Believe me or not, but that's reality, right? So no pressure. There's really no pressure about it. Opportunities don't finish in the world. That guy in 1950 that thought his opportunity would end, I did not see opportunities right now in 2023. The opportunities every single day. Doors are being opened every single day. So if you're pressuring yourself and thinking that, oh my God, I'm late. Yeah, you're just killing yourself, honestly. Because when you get to that creative side of life, you kind of realize that there's no way to compete with. And as you're just creating, opportunities never end. Opportunities literally don't end. That money that you're always dreaming about that you're going to get is not going to finish. Literally. So you're going to get your money either way or not. But not by competing, by being creative, by creating your own stuff, or being in the creative mindset. And that's how you're going to get your money or everything. Right? My last point, and I think this episode is really, really long, but I tried to cut some parts off, so bear with me. And the last one was spiritual awakening. I think I was reading this book. No, I'm not commenting the book, but just a beginning of spiritual awakening, like how we can see somebody that is in the face of adversity and is just so serene, it's just so calm, and then you're lost, like, what is this sorcery? What is this witchcraft? What is all this, that this person in the face of adversity can be so calm about it and so relaxed? And that, to be honest, that's the beauty of life. That's like the highest level of serenity. I can't just emphasize, you know, that's the highest level of mental capability, to be so calm in the face of adversity. That's just the highest level of it.
that's literally the highest level of spiritual or soul or mental ability. Beautiful, really, really beautiful. And you can walk towards it if you want to do it. And to be honest, I've tasted that side of life, and I don't want to leave. Because when you start to feel peace within yourself, you start to understand the philosophy that you cannot control, you cannot put your ideas, or you cannot put your emotions. Do not put your emotions in what you cannot control. Put your emotions in what you can control. Right? It's all what you cannot control and your choice. And your reason choice. That's what philosophers call it. Your reason choice. The idea that you don't put your emotions in what you cannot control. Put your emotions in what you can control. Right? Just like now, you put your emotion in Ronaldo winning the World Cup. You cannot control him winning the World Cup. There's nothing written in stone that he was going to win the World Cup. Right? Just an example. Right? So there wasn't anything written in stone. That was something you couldn't control. But no, you put your emotions in that. And then he didn't win the World Cup, and then you're so devastated. And me, that I know that I couldn't have controlled it, I'm just serene about it. I'm just so calm about it. Because I know that I didn't put my emotions in something that wasn't in my control. That's something I couldn't control. And the more you start to understand what I'm trying to say, yeah, I might release another episode on like spiritual awareness, on your consciousness and your awareness about life and stuff like that. And because that is a very, very broad topic. When I researched the concept properly and I give you guys an episode of it, you start to understand that life is, I won't emphasize this enough, that life is so beautiful. Nature is so goddamn beautiful that we as human beings cannot see this, because we cannot see past our grievances. We cannot see past the things that we cannot control. And then when it comes in understanding that, you surely put your emotions in things that you can control. When it comes to understanding that you are not even your thoughts, you are not even your emotions, you are not the objects you see in the world, you are just your consciousness. When you just enter that level of awareness, then oh my god, life is sunny for you. Life is sunny. And you just start seeing all these yoga masters, all these sages, all these whatever, like just so relaxed and so calm about life. And that's where it all starts, just spiritual awareness. And I might release another episode for that, but that's basically it. That is it for this episode. I love that I ended it on that spiritual awareness too, because it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And it's just like salvation of Christ, that when the pastor is explaining it for you, you could just see the passion in his eyes. You don't understand, but you can see the passion in his eyes. And like this spiritual awareness, if you can not even see my eyes, just like hear my voice, can hear the passion in my voice, that this is something that we wish for everyone to have, that peace of mind. And it's beautiful. Thank you for listening to this episode. It might be long, it might not be, depending on how I edit it. Right, but thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for joining me in this journey through life, for listening to my podcasts and everything. I appreciate you, and I thank you for being here with me to not only better my life but better yours. And that's it. I'm really out of words, honestly, because spiritual awareness, just when I was just thinking about it, it's just beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Whenever this episode releases, right? Have a nice, just have a nice day, right? I'm out of words. I'm sorry. Have a nice day. And peace. See you in the next one.